The world's oldest boomerang is older than previously thought, casting new light on the ingenuity of humans living at the time. The tool, which was found in a cave in
Namibia.
No.
Botswana. Kenya.
No.
The Lesser Antilles. The Greater Antilles. One of the Antilles.
Boomerang.
Australia.
Poland.
That's what I said.
In 1985, is now thought to be 40,000 years old. Archaeologists say it was fashioned from a mammoth tusk with an astonishing level of skill. Here's only one problem. It doesn't come back.
Oh. Wait, how old was it?
40,000 years old.
There is more and more evidence coming out because, you know, archaeology is a study that is ever growing. The more they look into fossils and what we have available to study. But there is more and more evidence coming out that humans have been on this planet far longer than we ever predicted.
Also, 40,000 years is 10,000 years longer than the chair that Scott is sitting in. So there's that.
Nice.
Thanks. It's called a callback. I try every once in a while. I get a zinger in. Pretty proud. Pretty proud. So proud. Proud.
But was it, did you mention on the air yesterday or was it off the air about the number of people that believe that humans walked with dinosaurs?
So that is 41% of human beings believe that humans walked the earth with the dinosaur.
So maybe this boomerang was not intended to come back. Maybe it was a toy that the human made for his dinosaur pet.
Oh, good point.
Well, the dinosaurs have been gone for more than 40,000 years.
How do you know?
Well, because I read that stuff. I spend a lot of time reading about astronomy and that. And astronomy has everything to do with the destruction of the dinosaurs.
Ooh, speaking of.
What?
It was an asteroid that landed just north of the Yucatan Peninsula. Look it up.
It's also incredibly fascinating to me that there are some massive gaps in the history of this world that we will never know the full extent of what really went on, because we think that we have a glimpse into prehistoric times through fossils. But if you think about it, like sub 1% of things were fossilized.
But I'm telling you, if you have not seen this incredible, I just wonder of nature that is in the Gulf of Mexico, just north of the Yucatan Peninsula, where the asteroid landed that they believe took out the dinosaurs, minus the birds. You've got to see it. It is gorgeous, and it's huge.
The Gulf of Mexico?
Really? Really?
Well, isn't that how the Gulf of Mexico was developed? Was this massive?
I don't know. I wasn't around back then, even though Michael Mackey thinks my chair was. But look it up. I'm telling you, man. Asteroid, Earth, north of Yucatan Peninsula.
No, I know. I've looked. I've read it.
And that is that's the asteroid that they believe took out the dinosaurs.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay, Dora the Explorers. Can we talk about how I'm going to go see the premiere of Jurassic Park Rebirth on Monday? What? Are you guys looking forward to seeing that? Looks like complete garbage. I can't wait to see it.
It really does.
So totally garbage. I know, but I'm Team Scarlett Johansson, Team ScarJo. But she's, yeah, I'm going to go see the premiere on Monday before it comes out. So I'll let you know how it is.
Did you think it was as weird as many other people thought with the whole kissy-kissy nature between her and her co-star on the red carpet?
Totally creepy.
Okay.
Did she kiss him or did he kiss her?
It looks like she's kissing him. Oh, by the way.
She grabbed his face. It was a whole conversation we had yesterday, and the text line was calling us insecure and weak men for thinking it was weird.
So last night, my niece and I and her boyfriend Logan are first to Summit Grill in Waldo. And so we get our seat in the back room, and my mom, my brother, and his wife and T come in a couple minutes later. We're sitting at the table. You know, they kind of see us, I think, and I put my hand up in the air and wave so they know it's us. My brother, who was driving in from Wichita and listening to the show yesterday, Sam, comes over to the table, and I'm sitting on an end seat. He grabs my face by both sides.
No, no.
Yep. And comes in for a kiss. And I didn't. It wasn't a hard punch, but I punched him in the chest. And it was just a reaction. I wasn't trying to hurt him. I was just, he grabs me by my face and goes, and I literally, just a natural reaction, my right hand goes, and punched him in the chest.
And that's your own brother.
I know. I don't want to kiss him on the lips.
Your brother friended me on the Book of Face. We are now Facebook official. We are friends.
Okay. Keep in mind, he is a vice principal, so if you correspond with him, keep it clean.
We've had no correspondence whatsoever, and I'm planning on keeping that way until he kisses me on the lips, and then we'll talk.
By the way, we were talking about the situation on I-35 up in Clay County, I believe it is, the hinterland.
Yes. Liberty.
Story here from ABC News. A Texas highway was shut down yesterday for several hours after a 64-year-old woman involved in a crash pulled out a gun and a lawn chair and sat on the highway, sparking an hours-long standoff. The incident, which unfolded on I-45 in the Spring area north of Houston, ended peacefully, authorities say, when the woman finally surrendered. Nobody was hurt. Quoting here from Major Cedric Collier, "We saved a life. The good thing is someone's mother and grandmother is coming home tonight." I doubt she's coming home tonight.
Is she? I feel like... Although, can't you have... Isn't it open carry in Texas? Texas is a different
beast. Yeah, but I don't think you're allowed to sit in the middle of a highway with a revolver in your hand and point it at your head and stop traffic.
Well, as long as she wasn't threatening anybody with it or pointing it at anyone, I don't believe she was violating any law other than impeding traffic.
She got into the accident with someone or someone got into an accident with her?
The incident began unfolding after the woman appears to have intentionally crashed into the back of an 18-wheeler.
Well, this sounds like a little...
Now she is violating the law.
This sounds like a little mental illness action.
I don't think she's going home tonight.
And the craziest part of that story is how hot it is in Texas, and she just sat there for hours? She had some water?
Sam, the story doesn't say if she had water refreshments?
Maybe a, you know, sparkling water?
Well, you know what that is?
It's, beer?
That is down yonder.
Well, beer's a... that's a diuretic.
Oh, she would have had to go. We learned that from the poop cruise.
The Poop Cruise. That is literally still the best documentary I've ever seen, ever in the history.
Really? Mm-hmm. The best one you've ever seen?
Yeah.
I mean, it was good.
Well, that is until the new Olivia Newton-John documentary comes out in a few months. Then that will be the best documentary ever.
You clearly have not seen The History of Hair Metal.
Well, I mean, I feel like... I
believe that's on Apple TV.
I'll get right on that.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way. Right after the 5 o'clock news, that is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.